After 9 games played, defensive coordinator Ray Horton is approaching the bye week with one goal: to make this Browns defense better.
Have your expectations for this defense changed after seeing them play 9 games?
No expectations. I don't think we're where we want to be. I think we're taking the right steps. But no, I don't think anybody's satisfied. I think there's more room for growth and improvement. And we're working hard this weekend, really analyzing what we've done well and what we haven't done so well to try to elevate everybody, coaching and players. So a lot of room for improvement.
I know we always pick out a couple of negative stats to ask you about. But the red zone, have you noticed something? I mean, is it a matchup problem in the secondary, or can you put your finger on why you guys haven't been all that great down there?
All that great. Yeah.
Use a different
answer. Yeah. You know, most teams score at probably a 85% in the red zone because they just kick field goals most of the time. Well, we're giving up a couple more touchdowns in red zone. In the red zone, it's not that far off. And for me, it's not a great sampling. Last week against Baltimore, they had the ball at the 19-yard line and ran 2 plays, and we just had a busted communication issue. But, you know, the 2 areas that we're trying to fix are third down and red zone, and third down gets you into the red zone. So that would be our Achilles heel until we fix it. And I'm trying to. Do I have answers for it? Yeah, get off the field, get off of third down. And I think, as you said, it's easy to look at those 2 areas and say, why are you not better at them? And we're working at it. Well, I think at the end of the year we'll be okay at it.
When you look at first and second down, though, you guys are pretty strong. And it's just, it's such a dramatic difference. And you're getting these offenses in the position you think you'd want them in with those third and longs. Is that what makes it even more baffling for you when you're trying to decipher what's happening?
No, I think I have a good understanding. I was going to say a great understanding. I think I have a good understanding of what's going on. No excuses, just looking at what it is. There's a propensity to get some penalties on third down, which continue the drives. There's a propensity to have a ton of third and ones. And then there's a awful statistic of third and five. So it's not one thing. It's just, I think, a combination of third and one, penalties, and we've been poor on third and five. One of them is hard to control, the third and one, to stop them. The penalties you can't control, and the third and five we've just been awful at. So if we improve the third down, I sound like a broken record. It's hard to keep saying it. If we fix third down, we'll fix a red zone, and we'll fix everything else.
How do you think Chutt, in his first year as a head coach, has handled all this stuff that comes with that? You know, the Trent trade, the 3 quarterbacks, all the issues that come up. How do you think he's handled that?
Outstanding. I think it's one of those unwritten and unmeasurable things of doing too much and not doing enough, and when do you say something, when you take the pedal off. For us to be where we're sitting at with everything that's gone on, I think he's done a remarkable job.
How much are you, I know you're focused on this year and being with the Browns. Everyone wants to, you get the profession to be a head football coach, but for you, how much are you absorbing, you know, some of these situations and observing how Chutt's handled them and things like that, just for your own professional knowledge?
I think you observe, I hope you do, everything. You know, when I drive home, I watch other drivers, see if I can not be Cleveland. Oh, my goodness, you know. I think you observe everything. You really do. And I've said it before. One of my sayings is everybody's either a lesson or a blessing. And, you know, he's been a blessing because of how the situations have gone on this year with everything from, you know, starting and changing a culture and handling trades and personnel and, you know, halftime. It's nice to watch. And I think he's done a fantastic job of just, you know, you try to be a better coach. And this week is good for us because we can sit back and evaluate what we've done, how do we get better. We ask our players to do it. And I've also looked at my calls and how I talk to the players and what we do and trying to help them and help myself be a better coach.
How would you evaluate yourself for these nine games?
Incomplete, not very good. I think we should be better in third down and in red zone, and we should have more wins. And I think, you know, if the defense was, if I had done a better job, we'd have, you know, at least one more win. And, you know, sometimes one win is all you need to get you in the playoffs. So incomplete, and hopefully you guys allow me to get there at the end of the season and ask me the same question.
How's McFadden doing and how close?
He's there. I had said earlier he was not ready. I'm not going to say every player has played a defensive snap, but I have complete confidence in him. And when his time is, his number is called to get in the game, no reservations whatsoever. He's ready to play, just as Eric Martin and Paul Hazel, and you go on. And I was trying not to talk statistics today on the weekend, but you know, you look, and I don't know this for sure, but I would guess that we've got 15 guys that have a sack. And you know, we talked about little guys that will hit and big guys that can run, and we have that. I mean, little guys make sacks, and I'm waiting for a big guy to get an interception. But depth is great on our team, and I have complete confidence in every single guy that puts on a hat. And when it's his turn to go in there, and they have to be ready for him, and he is one of those guys.
Talk about the little guys making sacks.
Mm-hmm.
Did you? You said for those two games that you kind of got away from your normal
mm-hmm.
game plan.
Mm-hmm.
Against the Ravens, looked like you brought a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel like you got back to what you wanted to do? And then the ability of some of those guys, Chris Owens and Buster, to sack the quarterback
mm-hmm.
to pressure him. I don't know if all corners and safeties are good at that.
Yeah, I think it's an individual thing with what your guys are best at. I think I have a better understanding at what our guys do well and what they don't do as well. And as far as calling game, yeah, it's more pressure. And we haven't even, trust me, we haven't done our exotic pressures yet where we can do certain things. And the bye came at a good time for us to put everything back in, because I think the rest of the season we'll be at full capacity to pressure people with everything that we have.
Do you know Mike Irvin a lot? Do you know him well?
I played with him. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, he mentioned, what's he like? And is he the kind of guy that when he talks, all these young guys listen?
I think so. You know, his resume is fantastic, and his speech was unbelievable. The room was quiet the whole time, and I think when your pedigree states that, you know, you've been there, done that, guys listen to you, and he gave a fantastic message.